Golly, that was sure pretty, huh?
Yeah.
It's like the mist is what's pretty, you know? All gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad it can't stay like that all the time.
Nothing gold can stay.
Huh?
Nature's first green is gold. Her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaves a flower. But only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf. So Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down today. Nothing gold can stay.
Where'd you learn that? That's what I meant.
Robert Frost wrote it. I always remembered it because I never quite knew what he meant by it.
If you need. Mr. Ventura here to see you.
Thanks, Martha. Hi, I'm Melissa Robinson.
Pleasure to meet you.
Did you have any trouble getting in?
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Security's tight, Super Bowl week. Why don't you have a seat? I'll get right to the point, Mr. Ventura. Our mascot was stolen from his tank last night. Are you familiar with Snowflake?
Negative.
We got Snowflake from the Miami Seaquarium. He's a rare bottlenose dolphin. This is one of the new tricks he was going to do for the halftime show.
Come on, Snowflake, let's go! Blue 42, blue 42. Put, put!
Would you like an ashtray?
Mm-mm. I don't smoke. It's a disgusting habit.
For those Republicans in the audience who've already purchased CDs, they are non-refundable. George Bush lied about webs of mass destruction. Clinton got a blowjob. So there was deception added to the suction, but Clinton got a blowjob. Now what's worse, starting a war or keeping your cohibas in a human humidor? And who got impeached? And what for? All right. Clinton got a blowjob. George Bush vacationed while New Orleans drowned.
Clinton got a blowjob.
He sat in a classroom with the towers falling down.
Clinton got a blowjob.
He fucked up FEMA, which fucked up Katrina. Not to mention the conventions of Geneva, with 23 civilians murdered in Haditha. Now how can a man without a brain cause a nation so much pain? Cause a world to feel such hate for these so-called United States? And how Congress help but act in the face of every fact I have presented here? The comparison couldn't be more clear. George Bush authorized leaks of classified information.
Clinton got a blowjob.
To make the case for attacking a sovereign nation. Couldn't shoot him, so they had to shame him. But if you know a single honest politician, name him. And you've seen Hillary. Can you blame him? Clinton got a blowjob. I mean, I'm sorry, Hillary. We all gotta take one for the team. George Bush funds sex ed that says that condoms don't work. Both your daughters would be pregnant, you jerk. So Bush lied about his bust for driving drunk. Clinton's biggest crime was having spunk. And for choosing a statue less than statuesque and hiding her under the Oval Office desk. What else, George? What else have you done? Stem cell research. Abstinence. What else have you lied about? Global warming. Missile defense. Going AWOL from the National Guard. And find some more, everybody. It's not that hard. Jack Abramoff. Valerie Plame. Al-Qaeda's links to Saddam Hussein. Abu Ghraib. Kenny Lay. Our record deficit today. Wiretapping. Info leaking. Waterboarding. Power hoarding, rights destroying, Christ deploying, load of scat in the stats and high. do my part. I'll play the pawn. If that's what it takes to get you gone, I'm on my knees, George. Bring it on. Here's your fucking blowjob.
Bum, I get my hands on him. What's the matter? How come I'm all tied up like this?
Now listen, you just sit there and everything will be all right.
Yeah, a couple of friends are gonna come and take good care of you.
What friends? What are you talking about? Now listen, what's the big idea? Get this stuff off me. Turn me loose.
Now take it easy, pal, because you've been sick.
Who's been sick? And where's that bum with the glasses, huh?
Now, just sit still, because the doctor's going to get
what
help.
What doctor? I don't know no doctor. What are you guys, crazy or something? Now, I'm warning you, get this stuff off me. You understand? Get
watch
this
him.
Stuff off of me.
Watch him. Ray, watch him!
Oh, I'm warning you. I'm gonna have to hit you again.
Ow! Oh, my arm! You broke my arm!
Now, fellas, you keep this up, and I'm gonna get sore. I mean it. Okay. That's the way you want it?
He's going
That's
down.
The way you're gonna get it.
Wait, what are we gonna do? I win.
You're right.
Are you fellas all right?
Now they show up. Where were you when we needed you?
Writing parking tickets, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're still alive.
If you're a cowboy and you're dragging a guy behind your horse, I bet it would really make you mad if you looked back and the guy was reading a magazine.
I'm walking, hear the need, and I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I even die. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. We'll be right back.
dry you while I'm walking. Here's the deal I'm talking about, you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Contestant to win, his opponent must say to him, I quit. There is no time limit in this match. Now, introducing the proponents. First, the challenger in the corner to my right, from Virginia Beach, Virginia, weighing in at 242 pounds, the vastly popular Magnum T.A. And now, the U.S. heavyweight champion from San Antonio, Texas, accompanied tonight by Baby Doll, a perfect 10. Ladies and gentlemen, weighing in tonight at 235 pounds, Tully Blanchard.
His perfect 10 outside the ring, Baby Doll. Fans, remember, this is an I quit match. Tony, in this, one of the combatants has got to reach over, grab the microphone, and say I quit, and it's taking place inside a 10-foot high steel cage.
I tell you what, Baby Doll had a big smile on her face right there, but you know she's got to be concerned inside. Anything goes. They're going to battle till one man says I quit. Bob batting down the hatches. They could fight all night.
Think how degrading it's going to be for one of these men to reach over and grab the microphone and in front of thousands and thousands of fans to say, I quit.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
One light hooked up to the clapper.
Yeah, that was my mom's.
Shut up! Shut your fucking mouth!
Stand there. You call me a piece of shit. Huh? I'm a piece of shit.
Don't you ever call me a piece of shit. I'm here with my lady, you understand? It is a touchy situation! Has he got a car?
No.
No? It's pathetic. You don't got a car? Everybody's got a car today. Even bums don't not got a car. What are you doing? You take a chick out. You go on a bus? Think you're gonna get laid on a bus? Think you're gonna give some chick the fucking monster on a bus, huh? I got a car. The piece of shit's got a car. What about jewelry? You got jewelry?
Just a swatch. Nice leather band, though.
Yeah? Take it off.
Red, red wine. Go to my head. Make me forget that I still need her soul. Red, red wine. It's up to you. All I can do, I've done, but memories won't go. Memories won't go. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find just one thing. It's tearing apart my blue, blue heart. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine. Stay close to me. Don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart my blue, blue.
Y lo creo, Señor. time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
In the cage, there's no way to run, nowhere to hide. And wait a minute. We're not going to see this again, are we?
Just a few minutes of highlights, John. Featuring your man, Greg the Hammer Valentine, the former, ex-sound so permanent, John, former Intercontinental title holder.
Oh, will you give me the break, as you're always saying, will you please widen it up? Former this, former that. Hey, I could care less. Greg the Hammer Valentine's the best in the business. You know that, Monsoon.
Well, Santana went directly to the World Wrestling Federation Rules Committee and demanded this type match as Valentine kept running out, of course, in the steel cage. Look at this, Valentine headed for the door. One way out of the steel cage and one way to become the winner, and that is simply to reach the arena floor either through the door or over the top of the 15-foot-high steel cage, and Valentine just about made it.
But I'll tell you what, it's just the door is wide open right there. And I'll tell you what, it's just like the sea. The man's going to go right out very, very easily. And now you're going to see, baby, right here, Greg Valentine going out the door. Just going to take one more little punch, I think, to do that. There. Well, I think the one more should do.
See? Referee Dave Hebner slammed the door shut. Of course, the door is only opened on request from either participant. And now Valentine on the receiving end. But Tito, not in too good shape either.
Well, I'll tell you to talk about down or not. Now's the time that Greg the Hammer Valentine should do escape. But knowing Greg, he wants to dish out some more punishment. Of course, you see that big flying elbow thrown by Greg the Hammer Valentine. And there you're going to go. There's one of my favorite holds. Lock,
didn't make it. Santana with the counter before the hold could be applied. Now a golden opportunity for Tito as he starts heading for that door. Perhaps now he doesn't have a clue where he is. John.
He'll never make it. He'll never make it, Monsoon. The man's on Queer Street. The guy doesn't know even what day it is at this point. He don't know if he's at Baltimore Civic Center or the Hibachi Stadium in Tokyo, Japan.
Santana very close to the door, yet vies to climb up over the top of the 15-foot-high steel cage. He's got, well, he's just about halfway out of there. I got a leg up there. Valentine going up as well.
Yeah.
Look at this. Santana very, very close to becoming the new Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. Wow, big right hand sends Valentine down between the cage and the ring ropes. Now Valentine realizing he's right near the door. Look at this, Santana just about to drop to the arena floor. And Valentine, oh, the door slams shut right in his kisser. Santana is a new champion.
Is that allowed in that, though?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
this case, I think we have to go all out. I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part. We're just the guys to do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Feeling okay?
Time to go!
Are you feeling okay?